Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for meeting with me on this beautiful Thursday morning as we start our day off together in God's Word. Today we are in Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And God's love for Israel is compared to a parent's love for a child. A time of exile is predicted prior to the people being reconciled to God. And God's saving words for us this week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading at Hosea chapter 11 and verse 1. The Lord says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him and called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols. Yet I was the one who taught Israel to walk. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I drew them to me with affection and love. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I bent down and I fed them. They refused to return to me, and so they must return to Egypt, and Assyria will rule them. War will sweep through their cities and break down the city gates. It will destroy my people because they do what they themselves think best. They insist on turning away from me. They will cry out because of the yoke that is on them, but no one will lift it from them. How can I give you up, Israel? How can I abandon you? Could I ever destroy you as I did Admah, or treat you as I did Zeboim? My heart will not let me do it. My love for you is too strong. I will not punish you in my anger. I will not destroy Israel again. For I am God and not a mere human being. I, the Holy One, am with you. I will not come to you in anger. My people will follow me when I roar like a lion at their enemies. They will hurry to me from the west. They will come from Egypt as swiftly as birds, and from Assyria like doves. I will bring them to their homes again. I, the Lord, have spoken." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 11, verse 9, where God says, "I am God and not a mere human being. I, the Holy One, am with you. I will not come to you again in anger." And so it is so refreshing, so tender to see the heart of the Father as he knows he's going to have to discipline Israel for their sin. He's going to have to deal with their sin. A holy God cannot wink at sin. And so it must be dealt with. But even in the midst of their chastisement, even in the midst of their punishment, God is reminding them that this isn't going to last forever. When the punishment is over, then he will call and they will return. Let us pray. Loving God, like a parent, you want the best for me. You love me even when I make mistakes and stray from your teachings. You are ready to welcome me when I turn to you. Help me as I mature in faith and grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Hosea chapter 11, verse 12 through chapter 12, verse 14, where the prophet Hosea speaks to the Lord's words of further judgment. Until tomorrow, then, may Godly richly to that. Let me get this out right. May God richly bless you is my prayer.